You spoke about the Funny Dole chasers from your uncle's story. Do you think the film could inspire a generation of storytellers to come through in Northern Ireland and bring out the Irish charm and sense of humour?
I do, actually, yeah. And I think that, you know, first, the short story section of the Oscars, the Irish haven't owned it, but they've been close to it. I mean, the last, we've won it twice now. Martin McDonagh won with Six Shooter, which is pretty funny and pretty dark at the same time. Dance, Darcy, Dance was...
Dance, Lexi, Dance was there.
The Crush.
Yeah. So, there,
you know, we all like to, we all know that there's a storytelling tradition here, and translating that into short film and then into feature film is what we should try to do. Because I believe firmly that the money isn't in CGI and devices and transform, it's in telling good stories. And if you can find good stories and we're good at doing that, then that's the way to success.
Yeah, I think that that is what's really translated is, you know, Irish filmmakers tend to look at a story that's universal from a sort of sideways angle. If you look at something like Once or Waking Ned Divine, they really translate well because they're insanely specific. Mm. And I think those will speak to sort of an Irish brand, probably. Mm. And I think what's really interesting is that the next generation of young filmmakers is going to decide what the Northern Irish identity and brand will be, because I think it's slightly different. And I think that's what's really exciting is the more specific you make your story, kind of the more likely it is to travel, because it feels authentic and it feels fresh, rather than people always trying to make something that's going to appeal to everyone in America, which is an incredibly diverse audience. If you're trying to appeal to people in Northern Ireland, it actually can end up spreading all over the world.